Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Not just Washoe County, we cover everybody, and we thank you for being here. Log on to our silly poll question today. Silly being, what's your favorite name for Sisalak? Sisalak, Sillylak, Sisalacking. Wow, we're getting a lot of these. Suck-a-sack, Sisalini. I think Sisalini is still my favorite one, backed up by Sucks a Lot. So 991fmtalk.com. Sisalactation? Yes. All right. 991fmtalk.com. You can vote in today's poll question. You can also check out the podcasts and, well, stream the show live in case you can't get radio reception, which actually we're improving all the time. So live and local really is live and local. So remember, you have a friend here, even in these hard times. So to put a little smile on your face, here's a little friend's action from me to you. Hopefully it'll get you moving in your seat a little bit and get you going. There we go.
Job's remote, you're broke, you're hiding from the plague. It's like you're always stuck in quarantine. And you might be there a day, a week, a month, or even a year. But I'll be there for you, washing my hands all day. I'll be there for you, standing 6 feet away. I'll be there for you, cause you're there. Boss guides you at 8. The Walt guy brings you breakfast. Things are going great. Your crazy uncle's been saying for years, the apocalypse is coming, so stay home. Keep watching Netflix, but I'll be there for you. Cleaning all surfaces. I'll be there for you. Never touching my face. I'll be there for you.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for you, too. All right. So we just got an email. Who does the caller recommend on judges, then? Don't vote Christina Piccoli or Douglas Herndon. Then who? How do we research? Well, I've been going to Ballotpedia, and let me tell you, that hasn't been helping because none of these judges are filling out the Ballotpedia questionnaires. They have a little bit of information on them. But that's pretty much it. I did get one interesting comment. FUMO is a something-something Democrat who did tenure in the state legislature and is vehemently anti-gun. So no on FUMO. No on FUMO. And I believe FUMO is one of the ones running against Herndon. And I'm having a hard time to finding out which one of these judges are actually from Northern Nevada. It's like, wow. They just don't want you to know. And you know who they are. Come on. 884-9910. If you'd like to call into the show, you can also text us at that line. But when it comes to voting, this is your most important time. And I'm happy that people want my opinion. I mean, that's always nice to share. But even you and I might not agree on stuff. Just keep that in mind. So I will possibly tell you who I am voting for, but that is not necessarily an endorsement, because actually, you know, there are a lot of candidates running that I know them all and I like them all. But that doesn't mean I dislike the other people. You know, I mean, look at the at-large seat for the Washoe County School District. I'm going to be voting for Paul White. But I love John Eppolito, and he's a great candidate too. You know, so again, you've got to do your research and come up in your own mind who you're happy with. Or we're going to run into another situation like where all, doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, we're all unhappy with the governor. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with one of the initiators right there on board from the beginning for the Recall Sisolak campaign, and that is Barney Wadley. Hi, Barney. Thanks for calling the show today.
Good morning, Monica. How are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous, sir. How are you doing?
Well, so far, so good. I just wanted to give a quick call in and give an update of our recall effort.
Please do, because I'm getting emails left and right.
Our recall effort this time failed. Clark County and Washoe County were really lacking in signatures.
Apathetic?
So, yeah, it is. A lot of this has to do with politics, of course. But we are already planning the next recall. And Angela, Charity, Jackie, Linda, and I are interviewing people to step up to the plate and be leaders in this effort. So we're going to try at this time to have different people from different parts of the state really involved in the board. And then we're starting to ask and get people on board that are going to help this time. And this will determine if the recall is going to be actually filed. It depends on how much support we get this time from the public.
So, Barney, let me ask you this. Did the outlying counties, besides Washoe and Clark, of course, remove them from the equation, did they meet the numbers needed?
Very, very close. if it hadn't have been for the pandemic, the other 15 counties would have met or exceeded their 25% of signatures. So, yes, the outlying counties were all in favor of it.
Okay, so where did this fall with the pandemic in Washoe and Clark in getting the needed signatures?
Well, people in Washoe and Clark were very, very slow to get on board. In fact, I have had emails and phone calls from people from both counties, and they said, had it not been for this pandemic, we would not be signing the recall. But now it hit us in the pocket, and we don't have jobs. We don't have money coming in. The unemployment, you can't get signed up. So, yes, we want to sign the petition. So it came on way too late in the game to get the needed signatures in those two counties.
But it was an eye-opener to those people of what Sisolak is really like and should not be in office.
That's exactly 100% right. This man has bobbled this pandemic from day one, and he is just not handling it like a governor should be handling it.
So now, Barney, what about the lawsuit that was going forward? What happened with that?
Okay, we had a very prestigious firm, had three offices, one of them in Boston, one of them in Los Angeles, and the other one, I believe, was somewhere in the Midwest. But anyway, we filed an injunction with the federal court in Reno. And the owner of the firm decided to take it on himself rather than have one of his lawyers do it. He took it to the federal court. They had a video, I don't know what they call it, hearing on it. And the judge that we had decided that he wanted to side with the attorney general. And the briefs, I have the briefs, and it was amazing that that we did not get the extension. But the reason stated was that we did not have enough signatures in the first 45 days to warrant extending the signature time.
What? What does that matter?
Well, they didn't figure that by extending the time, we were going to be able to make our needed 243,995 signatures. Believe it or
Unbelievable.
Not.
Unbelievable. So the federal judge who ruled on the case here, do we know who appointed that judge?
I have not researched it, but I will, and I will make sure and send you an email with it.
Please, please, or just text me and let me know if that was an Obama judge.
I tend to believe it was.
I'm very, well, since he's, you know, siding with the attorney general, who also should not be the attorney general. But that's just my thought. All right. Well, Barney, is there anything else that you want to update? Are you going to be at the rally on Saturday?
I'm hoping to. I've got some other appointments set up that day with the new recall effort. So I am going to give it my best And
well, maybe you should have those appointments at the rally and get people from the rally who want to be on that board.
Right. Well, you know, any of your listeners out there, if they would like to be in this recall effort as a board member or as a dedicated for 90 days part of our staff, please go to our website, www.fightfornevada.com, or either one of our Facebook pages, Recall Governor Sisolak or Stand Up Nevada, and let us know.
You know, Barney, actually, I have another question for you, but I got to take a quick break here. Can you hang on the line?
You bet.
All right. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And, you know, as we look forward to the observance of Memorial Day, just letting you know, the governor has banned us from decorating veterans' graves. Just one more thing on a very long list. Mike, thank you so much. I am glad I wasn't drinking because I would have spit my drink out. We call him Similac. Fake baby food fills your kids full with BS and little substance. Yeah, that's a good one, Mike. I really like that. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Barney Wadley, one of the board members of the Recall Sisolak campaign. Barney, I did just get a text from another board member that looked into that judge. And yes, that is a federal appointee by President Obama. But here's the question. Elected representatives, what was the role that they had to play in the recall effort?
Well, I'm not going to be PC on this.
Please don't.
Our support from elected representatives sucked. And we only had one, maybe two elected representatives that would sign our recall petitions. The rest of them just flat out said, no, I won't support it.
And the reason they gave you, did they even give you a reason?
Well, a lot of them were hee-hawing around about it being political suicide for them. If they signed the petition, that would harm the chances of passing any legislation in the next legislative session.
They already have no chance of passing.
Exactly.
Unless we get
the
more Republicans in there.
The supermajority may throw them a few little crumbs and say, oh, okay, we'll let you go ahead and pass this bill since you were a good person. But actually, we don't have any chance of nullifying any type of legislation or introducing any major legislation and getting it through the legislature.
Well, I'm just wondering I'm wondering how many of those elected representatives just committed political suicide in their terms because they're not going to be reelected.
Yes. And, you know, I have a memory, and I am remembering the ones that did not support us. And if we have another candidate running for that position, I will, my own personal opinion, I will vote for the other candidate as long as they are in the same party.
I'm glad you said that because that's exactly how I feel as well. Again, Barney, how can people get in contact with you if they want to be on the new board of the Recall Sisolak campaign? Because this isn't going to end. This is not going to end. He needs to be out of office and he needs to be recalled.
Yes, and especially now that they have that special session that they're trying to get set up to come in and vote on supposedly the COVID situation, but we have heard grumblings and rumors that there is going to be one more very important issue taken up and possibly voted on, but I can't say a word about it because I've been advised by legal counsel not to say anything because it hasn't been brought up by legislature yet.
Gotcha. Well, they already drained the interim finance already drained the rainy day fund. I mean, drained it.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
It's gone. Absolutely gone. If somebody would like to contact us, they can go to www.fightfornevada.com and click on Contact Us. And they can send us an email through there, and one of the five board members will be able to pick it up and respond to them very quickly.
All right.
The other way is going through our Facebook pages, Stand Up Nevada and Recall Governor Sisolak, and leaving us a message through there.
All right. Barney Wadley from the original board of Recall Sisolak campaign, and I hope of the future one as well. Thank you so much for joining me today and giving us an update on what's been happening and what's to come in the future. I appreciate it so much and all the work you and the entire team has done.
Thank you, Monica. By the way, I need to get a hold of you off air.
Okay. Anytime. You know the number. Thanks, Barney. All right. We're going to take a quick Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope you're getting lots of stuff done. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. Being stuck at home or stuck at work. Not being able to have any fun. I love this meme. This was just sent to me. This is the absurdity of it all. No one should be allowed to drive again until there are no fatal accidents for 14 consecutive days. Then we can slowly begin to phase in certain classes of people who can begin driving again, but at half the posted speed and while wearing helmets. I feel bad for all those graduates. How much did you just spend at UNR and UNLV? Where's that job you were thinking of getting? Well, you can sit and send a copy of your graduation, your commencement letter to Governor Sisolak and say thanks for the help. The absurdities of everything that is going on right now. Please look at it realistically. And make sure that you get in contact with your elected representatives. Because I'm not hearing anything. What are they doing? Besides wandering around and talking to people. What are they doing? It doesn't feel like they're doing anything to get this state opened. What do you think? Use your head and vote red, but know who you are voting for in this primary election. Don't go for the same old, same old. Get some fresh new ideas in there. But research the people who are running. Make sure you don't Google them, though. Use DuckDuckGo or one of the other non-tracking, more non-biased search engines. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910, which is also our text line. Check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Hey, first, Monica, thank you for having Barney calling with an update, because I was kind of curious about the lawsuit. And two, my guess is I think the thing that Barney knows he can't say is probably a state tax or sales tax that they're going to try and slip in the back door. But he can't say it because he probably knows, and they'll probably come down with a hammer on him because he's got the inside information. But my guess is it's got to be a state tax they want to slip in, or a backdoor sales tax.
It's, you know what? You're right, Ryan, because we have no money in this state. You know, for all the people that are unemployed who are still waiting for checks for all the systems, we have no money. We should be selling those jets and stopping all construction on frivolous items. But the governor is just raiding the rainy day fund. That's been completely wiped out. I mean, I get it. This is a rainy day. But now the pain is going to go to the people. And that is probably, in my opinion, is going to be in the form of an emergency state income tax. He's already gone around the Nevada Constitution for other things. Why not that?
And I won't be surprised, you know, if they're smart. I mean, I can understand why the politicians are afraid, because they got to work with this guy in the legislature in the next year or two, or during their special session. I can understand why they didn't want to say anything. I'm not happy about my elected representative not, you know, hampering this recall election that could have probably, you know, we could have, the representative done their part and, you know, signed, then the judge would have saw the signature in the first 45 days and probably could have gotten an extension. But because of, you know,
all of our elected representatives should have been the first ones to sign the recall petition and rallied their constituents, because it was the exact opposites. Their constituents are the ones who signed the petition and saw that they weren't. And that's not a good picture. Ryan, thank you so much for the call.
Welcome,
and going to move on to the next. Oh, we just lost Dennis. Sorry about that, Dennis. 884-9910, that's also our text line. But let me tell you, the primary election is the most important election that there is. People come out for the general election because they want to make that final decision between Republican and Democrat. But who is that Republican who is going to be representing you? We've got good choices. We've got bad choices. We've got choices we just have to go with. We've been trying to get as many of the candidates on for the primary. Douglas County, Carson, we've had a number of them. But there are some districts that are going to be very important, like Assembly District 31. Jill Dickman, she's already served. They're trying to get her reelected, especially Jim Wheeler. David Espinoza and Sandra Linares. I love Jill, but I'm voting for Sandra. Assembly District 40, Day Williams, Pico O'Neill. Pico O'Neill has already served, and we know what we got with him. We got the huge commerce tax. They just bundled it up and called it something else. School Board of Trustees. District G, that's basically the at-large seat. Jeff Bacalit, John Eppolito, Craig Wessner, Paul White. Who are you going to have representing you? State Assembly District 26, Dale Connor, Lisa Krasner. We're going to need to get Dale on the line and get him on the show because, well, Lisa Krasner is the incumbent. But who is Dale Connor? We need to know. Even going up against Mark Amaday. Joel Beck. Jesse Hurley. Do you go with who you know? Or do you try something different? It's hard to say. This is the problem with politics. Nothing is as it seems. I made this point yesterday that as Democrats move farther and farther to the left, midline Democrats are going to leave the party. And what are they going to do? They're going to join the Republicans. So what does that do to the Republican Party? That moves the Republican Party further to the left as well. Because you pack it now with rhinos. Republican in name only. At some point, we are just going to be a fully communist country because Democrats get so crazy that they just join the Republican Party and then change the basic values. When are we going to start the Constitutionalist Party? The people who stand by the Constitution of the United States of America and by the Constitution of the state of Nevada. And I stand beside that one just as importantly as the U.S. Constitution, because I love Nevada. I came here for a reason. 24, almost now 25 years ago. And I stay here for a reason. My husband and I have the capability to pack up and move anywhere. But we don't, because we love Nevada. And I discourage anyone to think about packing up and moving out. Because if we keep doing that, then the left wins. They win by us giving up and throwing our hands up, and we cannot let them have that win. We need to stand and fight for Nevada and turn it 100% red, and that includes Clark County. If California can turn blue seats red after decades of Democrat control, then we can do that here in Nevada as well. We're not going to be outshined by California. We have to do this, even if that means supporting, contributing, knocking on doors, going down to Clark County, and helping the Republicans, the candidates down there with what they need. Because the only money that is going to be available for campaigns is big money. Casino money, big PAC money, out-of-state money. So if we want to get beyond that and get our voices heard once again, then you have to put the work in. You have to put boots on the ground and get the word out and get Republicans elected. Or it's just going to be a harder fight in 2022 and in 2024. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk show, Your Voice, here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 99.1fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just sitting here going through my texts and my emails. Thank you so much for just all of the support that you always send out. Quick email. Maybe college post grads are learning the true worth of their college degrees without having to get lost in the woods. Yeah, those degrees. How do you let younger generations understand that you're not paying for a college degree? You're paying for college professors' retirements, for their pensions. Because everything that you just learned in class, there's better information in real life, in real working experience, and, well, just on the internet. Just saying. All you got was opinions and a whole lot of debt. So refinance the debt. Don't expect the government to pay for it, which is another thing in that $3 trillion debacle that Nancy Pelosi put forth. By the way, I hope you noticed that President Trump has pulled funding from the WHO until they prove and it's made known to everybody that they do not work for China anymore. Got this quick text. People need to realize many of these familiar sounding Republican names are essentially sleeper cell rhinos that need to be exposed. Stand your ground. You know what? That's true. One of the most important things, though, is making people actually answer questions and not just give the political runaround. You know, that answer that doesn't really answer anything? Yeah. Don't like those. Quick email. Hi, Monica J. We are your daily listeners up here on the North Shore of Lake Tahoe. We all enjoy your show. We just caught the tail end of the Surfing USA Stay at Home audio song. Can you let us know who and where to listen to it in full? We missed the intro. Don't know if you heard that our gruesome Newsom just announced that in his latest decision to cut state costs, the first thing they will do, wow, is to be cutting first responders. How about that? Wow. Talk about putting more fuel on the fear fire. Augie's Auto Body, North Shore, Lake Tahoe. To everybody at Augie's, and especially those adorable little pups, thank you so much. No, I did not hear that Gruesome Newsom did that. But, you know, what do you expect from the nephew of Nancy Pelosi? It's not about a virus. It's about an election. It's about fear. Here's a little something to put a smile on that face.
Yep, this paddleboarder was arrested after refusing to get out of the water in Malibu.
If you go out on the ocean across the USA and you're wearing a swim shirt because of your scrawny waist,
it's from the sun.
Well, you just might notice the police in your way.
I'm alone in the ocean
because it's illegal to be surfing in the USA. They're catching them out paddleboarding, letting their children play, while they're releasing this guy, a logical checkmate. 6 foot range. Well, it's illegal to be surfing in the USA. You've been distancing for months now to keep the spread rate down. The only places you've been going are where there are no crowds. You're making sacrifices for your community. Now put your hands on your head because you are surfing.
You just told me not to touch my face.
In the USA. He's up and flattening the curve now. He's exercising alone. Rocking a super baggy swim shirt to hide his muscle tone.
I told you it's for the sun.
If only you had flashed some children, it'd be your release day. But you're gonna jump a surfing in the USA.
Is happening out there. Why am I not surprised someone with the name of Augie loves the Beach Boys? You have a great day. I'll be back with you tomorrow. And just remember, I'm always with you. I'm always supporting you. I love you. Have a great day. Mwah. And keep it right here